A new audit says Alaska Electric Light and Power charged its customers properly and did not make any windfall profit after avalanches knocked out Juneau's main source of power in April. KTOO's John Ryan reports.
LG Rehfeld-Mertz crunched the numbers for the city and borough of Juneau. The accountants pored over utility records. They found that AEL&P spent $8.9 million to burn 2.3 million gallons of diesel in its generators. And as Juneau ratepayers experienced, the company also more than quadrupled the price of electricity. Max Mertz presented the findings to the assembly Monday night.
They did only recover the cost of the diesel. They did fairly apply their rates. They had calculated the rates in accordance with their tariff agreements.
Mertz says the power company billed customers fairly and consistently in all customer classes. He says state regulators contacted for the audit also said the utility had done everything properly and professionally. AEL&P covered the city's cost for the audit and for creating a lessons learned commission. Max Mertz said the audit cost nearly $10,000 to complete, but he didn't feel good about making money off the energy emergency, so he only billed the city about $3,000. Mertz didn't audit the environmental impact of the emergency, but with each gallon of diesel releasing 22 pounds of carbon dioxide, AEL&P's generator sent about 25,000 tons of heat-trapping gases into the atmosphere. To generate that much CO2, you'd have to drive all 30,000 cars and trucks registered in Juneau, about 1,300 miles each. In just 6 weeks, the normally green utility poured more CO2 into the sky than Southeast Alaska's biggest climate polluter does in a year. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation says the Greens Creek Mine on Admiralty Island puts out about 15,000 tons of carbon dioxide a year. In Juneau, I'm John Ryan.